If you don't make waves, you'll drown. 10 hard-charging strategies for leading in politically correct times by Dave Anderson. Many offices are ruled by politically correct leaders who tiptoe around inexpert, incompetent employees, refusing or ignoring to correct their employees' behaviours, favouring office harmony over productivity. The core of the following is to learn the traits of incorrect political leaders and to implement on your company a base of mediocrity in where everyone gets what they deserve according to their achievements. 1. Leaders are not wimps. Your job is to either get your people better or get better people. The difference between mediocre leaders and effective ones is the ability to adapt their leadership style to fit the individual, the circumstances, and the times. Traits of leadership. Leaders discriminate. The word discriminate, per se, evokes negative images of prejudice and bias. Yet, as a leader, this is exactly what is called upon, to favour talent, competency, work ethics and results, while favouring against sloppy work, laziness and complacency. Leaders blow up the box. Playing it too safe doesn't allow room for innovation, and without that innovation and thinking out of the box, gaining an edge over the competitor is unlikely, if not impossible. Leaders hold others accountable for results. This, by no means, is a green light to demean, belittle, or disrespect others. Indeed, your efforts will be much more effective when you explain your expectations clearly and firmly yet respectfully. Leaders keep people out of the grey area. People under your leadership must know where they stand. You should make your feedback quickly after a performance. 2. Eliminate entitlements. The penalty for misuse of time and resources is severe, because while you hug and burp the poor performers, your neglected top performers become indifferent and stagnant. Unfortunately, many business leaders weaken the strong in order to strengthen the weak. 3. Results versus the game. Why should you be a bit paranoid? Because how you and your people are getting the results portends more about your future than the results themselves. Do the means justify the end? Politically incorrect leaders would answer no to this, as they do not get subdued with awesome results without accepting the conditions of how those results were achieved. The power of profiling. Business and its people grow with a specific plan and not by chance. A leader must give enough forethought of how the team will reach the results they want. The following is one profiling technique that can be used. Step 1. Determine exactly where you stand in quantitative measures. Step 2. Determine exact performance level and where is the next one heading to. Step 3. Decide what you will do to close the gap between your current status and your desired destination. Profiling the individual. For a deliberate development of a high potential employee, do the following. A. Profile what that person must do to reach the next performance level. B. List your proposal and how this person will close the gap between where they stand now and where they will reach the next performance level. C. As a mentor, what role will you play? List specific tasks you will do with the person, whether it is in investing in training, delegating certain tasks, or giving faster and more direct feedback. 4. Leaders sometimes have to tick people off. If someone is fired because they didn't live your values, say so. This will make your values real to everyone else in the organisation. If someone is failing, tell them. Don't let them live in a grey area, assuming all is well. If someone is outstanding, tell them that too, without regard to hurting the feelings of those who didn't earn the compliment. The truth often hurts, but in business there is no place for sugar-coated words. You have to tell it like it is through consistent feedback. The five types of feedback. 1. Positive. Most managers are stingy with this and do not acknowledge good performances on the lame basis that their people are already getting paid for a job they're supposed to do. 2. Neutral. It is a good means to bring to the attention of the employees to certain performance problems, and it is the first step in addressing wrong behaviour. 3. Constructive. It points out deficiencies and provides a solution. 4. Empty. Empty feedback neither reinforces good behaviour nor confronts problem behaviour. 5. Negative. This type actually belittles the person giving it rather than the person receiving it. 5. Leaders learn to read between the lines. The workplace today certainly proves the premises of needing to read between the lines in business because industry is overpopulated today with the unthinking. To become a politically incorrect leader, refuse to follow the rest of the herd and don't succumb into some of the most common business myths. Business myth: the most effective CEOs are charismatic figures. Despite this myth, humility is actually the key trait of most successful leaders. Business myth: the higher our revenues, the more successful we've become. Revenues are not the equivalent to profits. There are two ways to view the growth of your business: horizontally, addition of new profit centers to existing points, or vertically, increases in gross money sales, unit sales, net profit, etc. Business myth: everyone on the team wants to be the best for the team. Read between the lines to know what is really happening. Selfishness and backbiting are still popular traits in any organization. 6. Leaders forget about diversity and go for results. In any meritocracy, loyalty should be defined as performance. It's giving more than you take and doing more than expected. Oppositely, one of the greatest disloyalties someone can inflict on their employer is to stop getting results. 7. Leaders play to win. Business leaders want more than their fair share of the market, and they're out there to win. One of the best ways to improve your game is to compete against yourself more than competing against other competitors. 5 strategies to increase your scores. 1. Measure your success against what you used to be. 2. Welcome strong competition. 3. Create a maximization mindset. This is a mental discipline that includes doing such things as not feeling too comfortable and secure, fixing things before they are broken. 4. Overcome personal complacency. If you feel too satisfied and get lazy and let up a little, be sure that your employees will let up a lot. 5. Don't lose your momentum during high or low times. Don't wait for the cycle of business to favour you. Take action by refocusing your team. 8. Leaders spoil their best. If you want to change a behaviour, you must change the consequences of that behaviour. If there are no consequences for wrong actions, then expect the same behaviour to continue. It cannot be stressed enough that your workers must be held accountable for their actions. 9. Leaders don't make people happy, they make them better. Your job is to stretch people's capabilities, not to make them feel good. Try these strategies. 10. Don't trade values for valuables. Every company has its own set of values, and sometimes you might have to decide how far you're willing to go to satisfy customers. Realize that when a customer oversteps their boundaries and into your values, you might have to fire the customer. The business world is now host to too many amateur leaders, choosing to do what is easy rather than what is effective, by pampering the weak and ignoring the strong. Hopefully, you will try to leave things better than how you found them in your workplace and in society as a whole.